trying to help you guys out. Just to make sure you're cautious. Probably stay away from the Nuggets game tonight. You should probably stay away. Not you watch it, but as far as putting any dollars on it. A lot of uncertainties going on tonight as the Nuggets get set to take on the Bucks on a back-to-back here. I'm hearing Joker's questionable. Jamal Murray, maybe questionable. Obviously no MPJ. What about Bones, Highland? I mean, look at this, dude. Jamal Murray, day-to-day. KCP, day-to-day. MPJ, obviously, day-to-day. We know that. Gordon's healthy. Joker, day-to-day. Bones Highland, day-to-day. So you're right, it's going to be the Brown show tonight. Bruce Brown and Christian Brown. Who, if all, are all of those guys going to be out tonight?
I don't think all of them will. I could see Jokic going. I could see Jamal going. MPJ, that's
he's
no time
probably
for that.
Yeah, I don't know. And Bones, like, what's going on there?
Finger.
I mean, if you just kind of like,
no, Brady, stop right there.
Read his Twitter, okay?
His Twitter.
Yes.
What is he saying on
what
Twitter?
What does it mean? It's just, again, it's all good. As a human being, in order to grow, you got to stop caring what another individual thinks about you. You think Jesus didn't get talked about, the man who walked on water. If Jesus is with you, who can be against you? Okay, good. But who's talking? My mind just goes, help me out here. My mind goes to who's talk? What individual is thinking about you negatively?
Is it us?
I don't know. And I like the positivity. I love his tweets. I'm just saying, can you read between the lines a little bit? Is he okay? Chin up, chest out. Whatever you want me to go through, God, let's do it. I appreciate you in advance. Oh, he retweeted my guy, Brian Burton. Dude, Coach Burton's my friend. How'd you get that retweet, Brian? That's cool. What else? Am I thinking too much into that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just saying, it seems like he's going through a tough time. Seems like maybe he's struggling.
Sure.
Which, I don't want that for him. So I just want to know what's going on.
Get him on the show.
Bones, will you come on the show? Because we all, Angel loves you. I really like you. And I would like for you to be a Nugget long term. But I also, I'm a little worried. Maybe, I talked about this yesterday. Does Malone coach too hard? Does he push these younger guys too far? Which, if you can survive it, it's going to make you a better player. But if you can't, you're going to get the bull. You're going to get bull bowled. Right? Bowled over.
Nice.
I can see you die a little inside. Nice.
I don't think Bones is a type of player that can't handle hard coaching.
I hope. Dixon says, yeah, Gordon's healthy. Dixon, see, there's just guys that certain people latch on to. And you're trying to say it's probably me with Bones. I like Bones.
It sounds like.
Oh, it does.
You're ready to ship him out.
No, I'm just.
Tanner wants Jamal out. You want Bones gone.
Tanner wants everybody out except for Sean Payton. He's all he cares about now. He has Sean Payton glasses on. Everything else. Sean Payton and Todd Helton apparently is the greatest baseball player that's ever been a baseball player. But Dixon's against Aaron Gordon. I'm not against Bones Highland. Dixon used to think I was against Jamal Murray, but I predicted Jamal Murray to be better than Steph, and when he wasn't getting to that point, I put more pressure on him. So Dixon was always like texting in, dude, you're really hard on Jamal Murray, because I expect greatness from him, and I want that for him. Bones Highland, I want you to be the show me that version that we did that just blows our mind, where we make these crazy comparisons to even Kobe. I've heard that before, some of his moves. But then there's another night where it's like, where'd Bones go? Like, literally, where did he go? Oh, he's in the locker room. And then some nights it's 0 for 12 or 0 for 6, two turnovers and a steal. Like, that's a stat line. He said Chris Nas would fit in, make the trade.
Nas Reed.
So he's saying make the trade.
Like I said, it makes sense if they did it. I don't think they're going to. I think they like the team they've constructed. I think Connolly is going to wait another season before he starts making more of his own moves. And you're just going to run it with Coach Malone.
Oh, you mean Calvin?
Calvin.
Bones isn't Calvin's guy.
Okay.
Neither was Will Barton. Neither was Monte Morris.
Those trades made sense, though.
It might make sense to have... if Bones doesn't play the way... there's two versions of Bones. There's this crazy, energetic player that's awesome that just plays some ISO ball sometimes. Or there's this player that just gets lost out there. Is that a product of being a young guy? Or is that who he is? Is he Will Barton, but a more skilled offensive player than Will Barton?
Can any of this be put on the bench unit as a whole, in that there really isn't a scheme for when they're on the court? It's kind of just give up a lead. Don't, fall apart without
Jokic. They've been trying to make Jamal and Bones play. Malone's been trying to get his staggered minutes with Jamal, so they've been out there together a few times. And there are certain aspects or certain portions of the game where Bones is out there with Joker. And I think even in the broadcast, you hear it. Hopefully Bones really values this time right now that he's on the floor with Joker. And there's times where it does look like he values it. He could just be a young guy. I have my suspicions, and I have my concerns about Bones Highland right now. Like Christian Brown, that guy's just a sound basketball player. Who's better offensively, Bones or Christian? I'm going to say Bones. But who's a better overall player right now? It's Christian Brown, I think, overall, because I think he's a better defensive player. I don't know if he's a better passer necessarily, but I just think overall, he's a better choice because he's a better all-around player. Now, again, Bones Highland is averaging 12 points per game. Christian Brown's at 4, but he only gets, however many minutes he gets in, 12, 13 minutes or something like that. But the minutes will be, once you get into the playoffs, you're going to have to decide, is Bones going to get 19 to 20 minutes a game, a quarter of those going to go to Christian Brown right now. But you're not wrong on the bench. He's not playing with the best. But he is playing with Bruce Brown. He is playing with, a lot of times, Chanchar. He's playing with Jamal at some point because they're staggering him. He's playing with Christian Brown. So he's got some of those guys that he's in the mix with when they're all healthy.
It just feels like when Jokic is on the floor, it's obvious how the offense is going to be run. When the bench is on the floor without Jokic, there is no, we're going to run the offense through Conchar, or we're going to run it through Naji, or we're just going to let Jamal run it from the point guard. What kind of role do you want Bones to have on this team?
To be the point guard when he's in. I think even sometimes you see with Jamal in, they want Bones to be the point guard, and they want to work that out. Heck, there were people, even when Bones was in his heyday, was really rolling with this team early in the season, and Jamal was struggling, where it was like, could Bones be the point guard for this team? And then you move on from Jamal, and I said no to that. Holyoke says keep the roster together. Bones is fine. He just needs to get going downhill a bit more. Anyone can shoot from 5 feet behind the line. I don't think he's fine. I think he could be fine. But right now, I have some serious concerns about Bones Highland. My comparison I brought up yesterday with Brendan Vogt of DNVR Nuggets was, there's an old thing about Michael Malone that he doesn't play rookies. That was the thing. Michael Porter Jr. didn't play him. Jamal took a while to get going. But he didn't play MPJ, and that was a big deal. People were frustrated with that. Doesn't play young players. And my thought was, is it because he pushes young players and they don't respond very well, so they grab some pine. They sit on the bench. And so I brought that up to Brendan, and they're like, yeah. He said, yeah, Malone does push hard. He pushes Jamal really hard. But Jamal responds to that and likes it, and they challenge each other. MPJ didn't, his body language, it didn't appear as though he took to it too well at first. Seems like he's kind of taken to it now. Christian Brown. So far, it seems pretty coachable. I don't see any negative body language coming from that guy. Bones, I have.
No, but Christian's also a guy trying to make a name for himself on the team. And he's trying to prove himself as a rookie. And there have been stretches of games where Christian doesn't even see the floor.
But I mean, it is weird to me because Brown will be such a big part of the team, and then suddenly not there. So you're right. Matchups and such.
You bring up the MPJ thing, and we were all frustrated because he wasn't getting the playing time.
Yeah.
And then once he became a starter, he had his struggles.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh my gosh, MPJ is just going to be this on and off type of guy. If you can trust Malone to get him to develop to what he is now, why can't we trust him to develop Bones?
MPJ's got something, though. He has this ridiculous God-given talent.
Right.
Listen, I'm not saying Bones doesn't have God-given talent, but
Bones wasn't a projected number one pick.
No, and what is MPJ? What is he, 6'7"? 6'8"?
Very tall.
He's a 6'8 dude that has a ridiculous shot. He's 6'10". So that part of it is like, okay, 6'10", 218 pounds, and you can shoot and move. You know, his little step back jumpers, little sidestep, some of those moves are really good. And you saw that even in his rookie year when he finally did get in. You're like, whoa, that guy, he can take some shots, man. It doesn't look that fast, but it is. He has that ridiculous God-given ability just athletically. Whereas Bones is more of a spark plug. He has God-given athletic ability, but not like MPJ. And so that's where it's like I felt a little more confident that things would turn around with MPJ just for the mere fact that athletically he's a freak of nature.
Do you think the style that Bones plays hasn't completely translated from college to the NBA? Because in college, he was the guy at VCU.
Yeah.
And now he still tries to do those fancy moves or the quick cuts or the big step backs and all that kind of stuff. And that's fun in college.
And sometimes it works.
Sometimes it does work, but we haven't seen any player really, or very few, that can do that consistently on a night-to-night basis and just wow you every single night. And I think Bones needs to figure that, okay, when can I do that kind of move? When do I need to do the pass or just stay?
When I watch Bones play, I am shocked at his confidence. I'm shocked by it. Every night I go, he's going to take that shot? Oh,
he's not going to stop shooting.
It went in. Oh, he's going to take that guy off the dribble. Oh, he's going underneath, reverse. Wow, that went in. And I'm thinking to myself watching the games going, I'm surprised that he's allowed to do as many things as he's allowed to do. But then he wows me, so I forget. But then when you see the struggles happening, you go, oh, Bones is trying to be Damian Lillard. He's not there. He wants to be. I'll tell you right now, Bones as a rookie was better than Jamal as a rookie. But can he take the next leap? Because I think Jamal's sophomore year was a pretty big leap. Eastside Chris, Brady, would you rather have Bones or David Roddy? I thought Roddy would have fit in, and I'm not just saying this because we're best friends, practically brothers at this point now. I'm not just saying that because of that. I thought he would have really fit in with the way the Nuggets play basketball. He's a very unique player. So to answer your question, I would rather have David Roddy, but Memphis isn't ever. I think Memphis has big plans for David Roddy. That guy's not on a trade block. He went off the other night, by the way.
Roddy feels like he could develop into an Aaron Gordon type.
An Aaron Gordon that little bit of a better passer, a better shooter. Maybe not as strong in that inside the paint, but a guy that could, but maybe could
be physical.
Yeah, maybe could be that guy. I'm actually surprised at how much they use him, because you know he's up there. He's getting like 20 minutes a game now. I don't know. Would you still take Bones over Roddy?
Yes. But if I could, I would manage a trade to get Roddy.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
I would give up Brown and Najee.
Ooh! You'd give up Bruce or Christian?
Christian,
okay.
Christian, Najee, and yeah, for Roddy, straight up.
Mm. There's no way Memphis would trade. Dixon says, shouldn't insult Roddy like that. So I'm telling you, man, he does not like Aaron Gordon. That is who Dixon has picked out as his guy, no matter what he does.
Is that a good thing or in a negative
sense? It's a negative sense.
How can you not like Aaron Gordon?
Dixon doesn't like him. Just our listeners get negative sometimes. I'm trying to find... There it is. Yeah, was it against Phoenix that Roddy was pretty good? He was 4 of 8, 10 points for him for his 18 minutes. I mean, yeah, he's playing some good basketball. So my answer is Roddy, if I could pick between the two. Mysterio, I think that in the NBA contracts for players, they need to be paid per game. If you don't play a game, you don't get paid. They are treated like little kids, and the simple fact that a bruised finger keeps them out for a few games. They're soft. They're professionals, and they need to start playing at the level they're getting paid. What are you talking about, with Bones or with Joker or off nights or load management?
If you're hurt, you can't play.
I would much rather a guy sit down for a game than he's like exhausted at the end of the season and then gets hurt before the playoffs.
Or like, listen, just in Bones' case, oh, hey, your fingers hurt? Yeah, just go play anyway.
Yeah.
And then he starts missing shots. It's, what's wrong with Bones?
I don't know. I guess, I don't know. I get what you're saying, Mysterio. Like, the load management thing is new to me. It's different. But I do look at a guy like Nikola Jokic, who never misses games, he doesn't want to miss any games. I'm okay with every 20 games or so. You just say you're not playing. Some NBA players do not know the difference between an injury and an owie.
A lot of players
owies can be
that.
Pretty severe. My kid gets owies, and it's like the world is ending.
I had a coach always said there's a difference between
being
hurt and being injured.
Yeah, are you hurt or are you injured? There's a lot of guys that are just day-to-day. Joker does have a wrist thing. It's hard to shoot a basketball if your wrist is jacked up.
That's just the preseason.
It's still there, yeah. So giving him some games off here and there, it's a back-to-back, which I think is so stupid that we do back-to-backs in the NBA.
Especially when you have travel issues.
Yeah, why do we do back-to-backs? If you don't do it in the playoffs, don't do it in the regular season. Same with baseball. You know, that's why the wild card game, when they used to just have the one wild card game, you guys play series. All the time. Series, all summer. And then the playoffs are series. Yet, here's this wild card game. One game to decide. And then they finally fixed it.
Baseball never made sense.
Baseball still no. Just ask Todd Helton if baseball makes sense. Eastside Chris, I believe Dixon got rid of Barton, didn't he?
Personally?
I mean,
take him out or something?
Are you saying that Dixon was the only one in Denver that didn't like Will Barton playing for the Denver Nuggets? I had a guy at one of the big wiggers down there, as far as some of the media people at a Nuggets game I went to last year, said, dude, I dislike Will Barton playing for the Nuggets so much, that guy could offer me $1 million and I wouldn't take it from him. I don't know what that meant exactly, but that's how much he didn't like Will Barton.
Wow.
So I don't think it was just Dixon. I was done with Will Barton, too. I didn't like the personal attacks and stuff. Like, I don't get into that crap, but Poll question of the day, available at thewholeshow.com. Will this be considered a failure for Greg Penner and his super-duper Walmart assembly team as far as their process if it's not Sean Payton or Dan Quinn or even Jim Harbaugh? Here's the prediction game. I'm going to tell you exactly where all these guys are going. Coming up next, we'll take a quick break. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavanagh from AT&T Sports Tonight, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to The Whole Show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
I will say the load management thing is frustrating. If you're a fan paying to go to games, it's frustrating on a lot of levels, but it's frustrating on that one because you don't know exactly as a fan when they're going to be, you know, not playing. If that's just part of it and it's like, oh, load management, that's tough. But that's why you got to appreciate Joker a little more, man. That guy, you basically have to tie him down and say you can't play or else he broke a leg or something. That's the only way the Joker's not going to get on the floor. Like, he's going to have, they're going to not play him tonight. Well, there must be something going on with that wrist. And Michael Malone is being pretty demanding of Joker, saying, dude, you're not playing. It's back to back. It's not worth it. It is what it is. It's not ideal. I don't like it. Seems like the Nuggets haven't abused it much, though. I will say, it doesn't seem like the Nuggets abuse the load management thing like the Kawhi Leonards of the world.
No, they're cautious about injuries, and they will give players time to heal and get back. Like with MBJ, it wasn't, oh, we're going to sit you down for a while, but when you're ready to go, we'll get you back. And with him, it's different because you have to be extra careful. But yeah, with Murray, if he twists an ankle, all right, see how you do tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Joker got another triple-double last night. What is that now? He's in the 90s, isn't he? Is he in the 90s yet? He's at 93?
91.
91. Okay, 91.
14 away from LeBron.
14 away. Maybe so. Okay, Angel, I'm going to just save everybody the trouble. I got my predictions coming up. Arizona's not going to let Dan Quinn leave today.
No.
He will be their next head coach. Who, depending on the day that you asked me, Dan Quinn was one of my top guys. But Greg Penner has confused all of us where we don't even know who we want to be the next head coach for the Broncos. Which maybe was his plan. Spin us all around and make us dizzy and confuse us. And
it's
going to
be
like,
a completely out of nowhere hire.
Yeah. Like Frank Reich.
Ah, Jerry Rosper.
Jerry, you're the guy. You were there in front of us all along. So Dan Quinn will be the next head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Jeff Saturday is going to be the next head coach of the Indianapolis Colts.
More than likely. I haven't seen anybody else connected to them.
Are the Panthers going to hire... Will the Panthers hire DeMeco Ryans?
It's possible. I also think they really like Wilkes, their interim coach.
Didn't Evero interview there? Is that the one he's getting the second interview with, or is that...
Houston.
Houston. Yeah, that's right. That's right. He's not going to get the job in Houston. Texter from the 970 says Ryans will be our next head coach. Okay. Sean Payton will be going back to Fox Sports this year. He is not taking a job. There's just too much smoke out there. So Sean Payton will be doing media.
Does he get a job next year after this?
Oh, you're thinking maybe teams frown upon what he's been doing?
Yeah, you
leading
just
people
put
on
like five different organizations in a goose chase for you, and you're going to stay there? I don't want to. If you're not, you know, that kind of guy that's going to take a shot at some team, I don't want you here.
I've never been great
if
on
you
the
had
whole,
your heart set on one team.
Yeah.
You clearly don't want to be here.
I was never really into the whole Sean Payton thing anyway. And you're right. Maybe this kind of sours some teams on this one. So I'm saying Sean Payton goes back to Fox. I don't know what Houston will do. I don't know. I'm just giving you some of the predictions. David Shaw is going to be the next head coach of the Denver Broncos. That is my prediction. That's where I'm going. And a lot of this is, again, his connections. The Penners had a relationship with Harbaugh, getting him into Stanford. So they have the Stanford connection with Shaw. Shaw has the connection with Harbaugh. Condoleezza Rice has the connection with Shaw. They want a CEO type that's going to hire good coordinators. I don't know if David Shaw can do that. I don't know. But I think they like him. I think he's going to be the next head coach for the Denver Broncos. It's going to be David Shaw. There you go. Dixon's texting. Oh, you guys want to stay on the Nuggets. Nuggets fans should always be cautious about load management for games in Denver. Visiting teams like to use those games as rest because of the altitude effects. Yeah, I think you're right. You buy tickets, you better not buy them hoping that a superstar from the other team's going to be there. Because that is a lot of times where teams will look at that as, that's a good rest game because of the altitude. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. No way, Brady, I just threw up in my mouth. Ryan's or bust? Why? Why D'Amico Ryan's? And I'm not telling you David Shaw's necessarily my guy. I'm just telling you what they're going to do. That's what I'm predicting. I've carried the four. I've done all the math. So I've done all the math, not the other thing. So that's where I've come up with this. But why do you want it to be D'Amico Ryan's? He's a first-timer. So is David Shaw, but David Shaw was a head coach with a college team, nonetheless, at least. But he was a head coach. So why D'Amico Ryan's? Another guy that's kind of a specialty type of guy.
If it's Shaw, more than likely he keeps Evero as DC.
I would hope so.
If it's Ryan's, Evero's gone.
I think so too. Strangely enough.
Ryan's is going to bring in his own guys.
Yeah, I think Shaw's, he's a college guy, so his circles are different. He's not going to bring his staff from Stanford.
If it's Shaw, you might end up keeping Rosberg and Evero.
You could. You just got to go get an offensive coordinator. And again, the only way Evero, I mean, even if he doesn't want to necessarily stay, the only way he can leave if he wants to stay in the NFL is to go be a head coach. He can't take a lateral job and go be a defensive coordinator. I guess he could downgrade and go be a linebacker, safeties coach or something, but that would be silly. Eastside Chris, rabbit hole question. Would Helton be Hall of Fame if on the East Coast team, or would Joker be more loved if he played for an East Coast team? Probably yes and yes, probably. If Joker played for the if Joker played for a West Coast team or an East Coast team, an East Coast team. I'm trying to think some of those teams, like markets wise. I mean, if he let's just go to that side of the country. If he played in Florida, if he played for Miami, would Joker be a bigger name? Yes. If he played for the Knicks, would he be a bigger name? Yeah, Kristaps Porzingis. He left New York.
It would be bad, but he would still be the best player on that team.
He left New York, and nobody knew where he went. He went to Dallas for a little bit or whatever, but like, he went to New York. Yes. Todd Helton, would he be a Hall of Famer? I don't know, man. The Hall of Fame voters only put one guy in. They had 27 dudes on the ballot, and they only put one dude in. It's all these like writers that are like,
I gotta study the ERAs.
The humidors. Baseball is ridiculous. It's all about stats. Oh, I mean, again,
if the Rockies can't get any credit,
stats.
Why are they here?
Exactly. If the Rockies don't count, then they shouldn't be a baseball team. If the Rockies don't count and you're actually using that as a reasoning to keep people out of the Hall of Fame or in the Hall of Fame or whatever, then you shouldn't have a team. That's it. I'm sorry. If you think that that baseball in Colorado is too much of an advantage for anybody to fully get credit that they deserve, this sucks to say it, but then we shouldn't have a baseball team. If they're not a legitimate baseball team in Hall of Fame writers' eyes, then why are we doing this?
If they won a World Series, they wouldn't get credit for it.
Probably get a little from certain people, but a lot of people would go, oh, well, their bats got hot, and it's tough to play, and all that crap. Sorry. thinks he said, Chris, you got me mad. 970 texting, what does Shaw bring to the table? Never been an OC or a DC in the NFL. Ryan's is everything we thought we were getting when we hired Joseph. He is a leader of men and a culture changer, something we need badly. Shaw doesn't bring the it factor Ryan's will. Yeah,
but...
But
you want to run it back like you did with Joseph?
That's the thing. And if this fails...
It feels too similar.
First question, if D'Amico Ryan's is hired, I'm going to say, Greg Penner, you said when you fired Hackett that you weren't likely going to go this route again. With a new coach, with a guy that's never been a head coach. And again, David Shaw has been a head coach. It's just been at college. Still, kind of counts. Here's what I'm thinking. CEO, think of those three letters. CEO. If that's what Greg Penner's looking for, which is what Zach Stevens told us last week, more of a CEO kind of guy, not a specialty, but a CEO, then David Shaw fits the bill.
And not like he'd be calling plays, so more likely, Russell, hey, who do you want as your OC? Who do you want as your quarterback coach?
Yep. Schottenheimer? I don't know. Does Shaw have a relationship with him? I have no idea. But that is something to consider. CEO is the big deal. Dixon, Nuggets have been on the right side of injury. Dixon keeps bringing us back to the Nuggets, coach, Nuggets. Ah, it's fine. Hulligans make the show. No Zion or Ingram last night. No Towns or Gobert against Minnesota. Phoenix game, no Booker or Paul or Ayton. LeBron sat out in Denver. Clippers game, no George or Kawhi. Cavs, no Donovan Mitchell. He said the Nuggets have been on the right side of the injuries lately or load management. Maybe.
Maybe other teams just aren't good at keeping their players healthy.
I guess.
Nuggets aren't either, but...
You guys can't take care of your players. We'll take them all down. It doesn't matter.
Get healthy.
Well, County Swami, the fact is Shaw or Ryan, D'Amico Ryans, is a failure on the Broncos. So you would say yes to the poll question. 970, you would do that? If Shaw is the higher, then go Chiefs? So you would give up your Broncos fandom? Tanner's
wow.
Not even that bad of a person. Tanner! He'd still be a Broncos fan.
He wouldn't be happy about it.
Excuse me, couldn't reach the cough button. No, he wouldn't be happy about it. Seriously? You're going to go, okay, if they don't hire the coach that I want, then I'm going to go for the Chiefs? Talk about throwing up in your mouth. Not cool, bro. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 41 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports five.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Dude, the Hooligans are a little spicy today. I got one guy coming at me telling me wrestlers are tougher and that's a better sport than basketball. What channel can we watch pro wrestling on? Is that on ESPN or will that be on TNT maybe?
ESPN 8, I think.
Is that on? Oh, okay.
The Ocho.
I just didn't know. Because I know like the NBA is on, you know, ESPN and TNT and college basketball's on CBS and Fox. What channel can I watch? Okay. Holyoke says, CEO, this ain't no Fortune 500 board meeting. Show me some TDs.
Got a point.
I'm not. You guys
That's
are what shooting
Penner's
your messenger.
Job. Penner's the CEO.
I'm just telling you what they're looking for. What's our record since Bruce Brown introduced the mustache? I don't know, but Bruce Brown's awesome.
Awesome.
He dresses
mustache.
Like a. He's always like in a cowboy, like wearing the Western shirt.
I feel like
and
I
stuff.
Don't see enough of him to really like get a feel.
No,
he's just there.
When I was at Media Day at the beginning of the season, he's just very quiet. He said he loved Denver media because it's way different than Brooklyn.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because it's like there's 20 guys just kind of chill. In Brooklyn, it's like 100 guys just like blah, 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 blah. He said it just like that. Eastside Chris, I'm okay with Shaw. Maybe Elway could show him the Broncos way. Stanford men stick together. Oh, look at all the Stanford connections there. It's kind of disgusting, all the Stanfordness that's happening. The Penners, Elway, Condoleezza Rice. There's a lot of Stanford connections. So I'm just, you guys are like making it sound like I'm the bad guy here. I'm just telling you. 970 says, at least I didn't say go Dolphins. I dislike the Chiefs more than I do the Dolphins. The Dolphins are just irrelevant. The Chiefs are the devil. So feel better about that.
No, that's great. About to get a new DC. Turn everything
gonna
around.
Get Victor?
Gonna get old Vic.
You gonna get old Vicky? 970, Shaw seemed burned out at Stanford. Not sure a move to the NFL would energize him. And we need that leadership energy, football IQ from Ryans. I'm buying stock in Ryans. I think he was burnt out because college football burnt him out. It's changing. College football's changing. Like, Angel, what would you rather be if I gave you $2 million more dollars to be a college coach? I'll give you $8 million to be a college coach, or I'll give you $6 million to be an NFL coach. But in college, you have to deal with NIL, transfer portal, looking over your shoulder the whole time. Or you can go go coach the Chargers for $6 million. What are you choosing?
NFL.
Yes. It's a way easier gig.
And I don't want to recruit against Saban, so. Just make it easy on myself.
But that's the thing. Like, recruiting is difficult, and now more than ever because you're re-recruiting.
It's constantly changing.
NIL stuff is a real thing. I've heard stories from just local coaches that I talk to, you know, just interesting things happening. Dealing with parents still at this level. You'd be blown away at some of this. Brady, don't worry, you're a nice guy. You're just wrong a lot. What am I wrong about? Oh, is it because the hooligans are coming at me?
It's your show.
I'm not that nice of a guy. I have a dark side. You know, can say dark things. I'm not wrong. What am I wrong about? So far, I'm right. I said Sean Payton wasn't going to be the next head coach of the Broncos. Feeling pretty good about that right now. You have to pronounce it Stanford. Stanford?
Stanford.
Stanford.
Yes.
Hello. Pinky is up.
Home of the trees.
Home of the trees. I don't know where I went there with that accent.
We have Tiger Woods.
Oh, that's right.
And Christian McCaffrey.
And Christian McCaffrey. The McCaffrey family has pledged a lot of money to us. Well, at least they pledged money to that school.
Oh.
1:49 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Live from the Allo Communications Studio. See? I told you I can have a dark side. We'll be right back.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
.153 the time. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Is this one? This is Unk. Is this Unk? Is that who this is texting in? Because he's the anti-Angel fan. Is that right, Angel? You're starting to get your haters, too. I have mine. You're starting to get your arch nemesis of the program. It's exciting.
If you don't have haters, you're not doing it right.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. College all day. College, you're coaching kids. NFL, you're coaching rich kids/men. I would rather coach men that I don't have to worry about them going into the transfer portal or any of that stuff. What did I mispronounce?
This is from Eastside Chris. Angel, nice pronunciation, contradiction to Brady. Obviously, he grew up east of Fort Morgan.
But why?
Because you didn't say Stanford.
But why is that how you're supposed to say it?
Yes, you said Stanford.
I've said Stanford. It's Stanford.
Stanford.
It's not Stanford. It's
the Stanford University.
It's not the Stanford.
The University of Stanford.
It's not Stanford. I don't know why we're British. What are you talking about, Eastside Chris?
It's a fancy school.
It's Stanford. Stanford.
I stand for nothing.
Went Stanford. They don't talk like that.
I stood in line for about 2 minutes.
They wear sweater. They wear sweater vests and stuff, and then the little tennis sweaters over their shoulders. Yep. Why do people wear those
sweater vests?
No, the things that go over your shoulders. You're not. It's not a coat.
It's like a piece of fabric. You just tie it around your.
It's like a little tiny sweater that they wear over their shirt, and then they tie the arm sleeves. It's not warming you up.
It's style.
That's just.
I'll get you one, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay. I might try it out. I'll try anything. All right, that'll do it for us. We're going to be back at it on a Thursday. You guys are mean to me. This was a lot of mean things in the last 30 minutes, but that's okay. I gave you my predictions. Sean Payton's going back to Fox. David Shaw will be the next head coach for the Broncos. And I don't know. Other things will happen. I'm sure of it. The Nuggets aren't winning tonight. I'll tell you that. We'll be back at it on a Thursday. Good night, Northern Colorado.